morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler, Al Nedved, Deputy Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation. Yes, last on the list is the November Parks and Recreation Visitation Revenue and Camping Reports there. November's typically a month where not a lot of activity, at least in terms of how it may impact our current trends and our final numbers for the year, but nonetheless, a lot of things going on out there, but you know, in November, we don't typically see a lot of camping revenue. We probably get maybe 1,000 or 1,500 or so camping units in November. But we do start to see a little bit of revenue come in from Custer State Park because they take reservations up to a year in advance in lieu of the 90-day window for the rest of the state park system. So we start seeing a little bit of that money come in, but still not a real huge indicator of what the coming year might look like or anything like that. So we'll probably see more of that coming in the future there. But as you can see on 23A, that gives a report of our year-to-date revenue there. You can see we're tracking about 4% behind 2018, amount of about $719,000. Again, that's probably gonna track it, be what our final number for the year is there. But considering a lot of the things that were going on this year with the flooding and the weather and things like that, sometimes when you look at some of the damage and some of the things we did with the park closures and things like that, 4% doesn't sound too bad, but still significant in terms of our overall budget and our ability to keep doing work and preventive maintenance out in our parks. On the third sheet shows kind of a little bit more of a breakdown of our camping numbers, year-to-date numbers for our particular parks and districts throughout the state, and we're tracking about an 8% reduction, or about 28,000 camping units that we're behind 2018 with. But again, when you kind of dig a little bit deeper into those numbers, especially when you look at District 10, which is our lower Lake Francis Case district, which when Lake Francis Case comes up, that district is impacted the most, and to the point where campgrounds are closed, we're not getting folks in there camping. And then to compound that, the area below the dam is, you know, Randall Creek Recreation Area was closed all summer long as well. So all total, you know, nearly 12,000 camping units behind just in District 10 alone, which is about 42% of the overall decrease statewide. So a lot of that, you know, once you look at the District 10 numbers there, and we also had some other districts that were affected by flooding as well. You heard earlier here, this district here, the Lake Herman, Lake Madison district, you know, got it twice this year in the spring and again in the fall. So, you know, a lot of these areas in the eastern part of the South Dakota, the Lake Thompson, Oakwood, Ponca district was heavily affected this year and continues to be affected, and a few others. But anyway, you know, overall, you know, considering the weather and the shoulder seasons really kind of constricted and confined with, you know, a lot of that, it was a good year. We're continuing to look forward to next year, and hopefully the weather straightens out a little bit and we get some good conducive weather to you know, evacuate some of the water that's still in our lakes and streams, and hopefully we'll get a lot of the parks open in time and have a good year next year. So I anticipate next commission meeting we'll give a little bit more of a year-end recap of how things went there, maybe a little bit more information and some trends, how things have occurred over recent years as well. But anyway, this coming weekend, we've got a few events going on at Fort Sisseton. We have the Frontier Christmas, which is a very popular event during the winter season. Gives folks a chance to come out to the Fort Sisseton and enjoy an old-time Christmas might have looked like in the 19th century there. So it's a really great event there, and a lot of folks take advantage of that and gets a lot of folks in the Christmas spirit there. And then on Sunday, our snowmobile season kicks off with both the Black Hills and the East River Trail system. They'll start grooming right away Sunday morning, and as of now, it sounds like the majority of the Black Hills snowmobile trails are operational or will be operational, and East River is a little spotty, but we do got some areas where I think there's going to be some opportunities and chances for folks to get the sleds out and get on the trails. So anyway, be glad to answer any questions.
Questions, comments? No questions or comments. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
So any agenda items from commissioners? You can either tell us about them now or later, and we will have hunter education on there in January. Anything else? All right. We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.